This is Audible.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,
Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars: Dooku, Jedi Lost by Kevin Scott. Performed by a full cast.
I hate it here. I hate the castle. I hate the cliff. I hate the spike bats whirling above the forest far below. I hate the moons grinning down at me. I hate the fact that night after night I stand on this ledge, feeling the breeze against my skin, wondering what it would be like to jump. To drop down into the trees. Would the Force guide me? Would it help me find that perfect branch that would take my weight so I could spring to safety? Leaves crunching beneath my feet as I ran, rodents scurrying for their nests.
How did you get here, little one?
Most of all, I hate that voice. The stupid, impossible voice. A voice of the past. A voice that doesn't belong.
I said...
I know what you said, Kai.
And yet you choose to ignore me, my Padawan.
I'm not your anything. I whirl around, expecting to see his face, those crinkled eyes, that crooked smile. But the room is empty, dust motes whirling in the moonlight. He's not here, and yet...
How did you become this?
A monster?
Do not twist my words, little one.
Don't call me that.
What do you want me to call you?
You could try my name.
How did you become this, Asajj?
Actually, that's worse.
I know I'm being contrary, but what does he expect? How did I come here? How did I become this woman, this creature? He did this. He led me here. He left me behind.
I never left you, Ventress. I never would.
Shut up! Get out of my head!
Mistress?
Damn droid makes me jump. The castle is full of them, with their whirring servos and lifeless eyes. I wasn't talking to you.
There is no one else here.
No. No, there's not. What do you want, droid?
My designation is LEP-10019.
I don't care.
Oh. He needs you.
Ventress, please.
Lead the way.
I think of the ways I could destroy the waddling robot as it leads me through the castle. The corridors are long and as sterile as its workforce. As a building, it's impressive, with its high vaulted ceilings and arched doors. We had nothing like it on Ratatak. Nothing that wasn't pockmarked by laser burns, anyway. But where were the portraits of long-dead ancestors? Where were the statues? Where was the stuffed rancor head mounted over a roaring hearth? The castle was pristine, but empty, devoid of warmth, like its master.
This way, please.
Dooku is in the Great Hall, standing on a raised dais. He stares through the circular window that dominates the far wall, his family's sigil etched into the stained glass.
Wait here.
I fight the urge to separate the LEP's stupid rabbit-eared head from its narrow shoulders. It totters off, leaving me in Dooku's presence. The imposing man doesn't turn. He doesn't even acknowledge that I am here. I wait, every muscle aching with the effort of appearing nonchalant, as if I can fool him.
Your feelings betray you.
I'm sorry,
Did I grant you permission to speak?
I grit my teeth, trying to calm the fury that twists in my belly like a nest of blood vipers.
No. Let your anger grow. Let it seethe.
Finally, he turns, regarding me not with interest, but idle curiosity. The way a scientist examines a rodent to see if it has mastered a new trick, to see if it deserves a reward. But there are no rewards here.
Your burns are healing. Do they hurt?
No, Master.
Liar! Try again.
Yes, they hurt very much.
Good. Focus on the pain. Use it. It is the source of your power.
Yes, Master. Master. The word sticks in my throat. I vowed I would never call anyone Master again. Not after Halstead. And especially not after Narek. And yet, here I am.
Here you are.
I clench my fists, nails biting into my palms. The voice has plagued me ever since I was brought here. A voice only I can hear. Unless this is another test. Has Dooku summoned a phantom to torment me? I square my shoulders, raising my chin. I must appear strong. Dooku's dark eyes narrow.
You are troubled.
No, Master. It is nothing.
I told you. Do not lie to me.
I wouldn't. I couldn't. A smile tugs at the corners of his mouth. The rat has performed well. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
You wish to kill me?
No, I... Dark lightning bursts from Dooku's fingers, coursing over me. In one agonizing, mind-shredding moment, he proves to me that nothing else matters. Not the droids, not the castle, not even Kai. There is only his authority and his voice.
Of course you want to kill me. You are a killer. That is what you do. That is why I chose you. Do you think I came to Ratatak by chance? That I somehow stumbled upon your pit?
No.
The Force showed me. It showed me a Dathomirian sold to save her coven. A slave liberated from captivity. A Padawan forced to watch her master bleed out in the dirt.
Please.
Is that how they begged? Your victims. As you took revenge, as you slaughtered every Ratataki who conspired to murder your master. Oh, I wish I'd seen it, Ventress. I wish I'd seen their faces when they realized the storm they'd unleashed.
Somehow, despite the lightning, despite the pain, I relive each and every moment, feeling the fury swell inside me, my lightsabers a blur, their screams like music. I never knew how sweet revenge would taste, how the fear in their eyes sated the anger in my belly. Kai would have told me that it wasn't the Jedi way, but I didn't care. I had taken the Jedi way and rammed it down their throats along with my fist. Zal Kramer, Rin Kali, they all fell, one after another. Until I faced Kursk. Until I faced the scum snake who had ordered Kai's death. I'd thought he'd be like the others. I thought he would pay. I thought he would suffer as I was suffering. I was wrong. I was blindsided by my own vanity. So sure that I would emerge victorious. So convinced. I never expected Kursk to use himself as bait until it was too late. Until I'd raced towards him, lightsabers blazing. Until the trap had been sprung. That's why Dooku found me. Not surrounded by the corpses of my enemies, but forced to spill blood for the entertainment of others. A gladiator in a filthy pit, stun collar tight around my neck. Could he sense my regret? My rage? For my part, I had no idea who he was. Just the latest in a long line of spectators enjoying the hospitality of Usika Kursk's viewing gallery. I had no idea he'd told Kursk he was looking for an assassin, or that he'd already made his choice. I don't know who was more surprised when Dooku took Kursk's head, me or the Volok himself. One minute, Dooku was sipping wine from a crystal glass, and the next, his crimson lightsaber was slicing through Kursk's neck. The Volok's head bounced down into the arena, a shocked expression on his face as it bounced once and then twice before coming to rest at my feet. I couldn't celebrate. I couldn't revel in Kursk's death. I should have been the one to deal with the killing blow, to snuff out his life, and yet this stranger with fine clothes and an imperious gaze had stolen my revenge. I leapt from the arena floor, the force propelling me up to the gallery, my lightsabers already burning. Dooku was waiting for me, two blades against one. There was no way the old man should have been able to defend himself, and yet he did. He blocked every attack, parried every blow, giving no ground, taking no damage. He didn't even spill his wine. And then it came. His lightning. It felt like every atom in my body was being torn apart. Every memory I had shredding beneath the onslaught. Mother Talzin, Halsted, Kai. They were all gone. Consumed in the pain of Dooku's dark magic. I don't remember my lightsabers slipping from my hands. I don't even remember blacking out. The next thing I knew, I was being grabbed by mechanical hands, dragged through unfamiliar corridors. My stun collar was gone, the air cool against my charred skin. I remember hearing birds as I was hauled past open windows. That's when I knew I was no longer on Ratatak. The only birds on Ratatak are the strike vultures that strip bones clean on the dust plains. He was waiting for me in the Great Hall, in the exact same place as he stands now, looking down at me with eyes as black as a starless sky. "I will teach you the ways of the dark side," he said. "But first, you must prove yourself." It takes me a moment to register that the lightning has stopped. Hands take my scorched arms. For a moment, I imagine it's Kai helping me back to my feet.
But then my vision clears, and I'm looking into the face of my savior and tormentor. I force myself to stand, telling myself I need to appear strong, no matter what lessons Dooku inflicts.
I don't want to have to do that again.
That makes two of us. He walks behind his desk, opening a drawer. As I struggle to draw air into my scorched lungs, he retrieves a disc, no larger than a coin, and tosses it towards me. It clatters and spins before coming to rest on the polished wood. I wait, not daring to move until he nods. Cautiously, I retrieve the disc, turning it over in my hand. A data card?
Place it in the holo projector.
I do as I am instructed. A hologram fizzing into existence. It's a boy, no older than 10 years old, wearing the robes of a Jedi initiate, hair buzz-cut short. There's something about his face, something familiar. It's you!
I'd forgotten I was ever that young. It belongs to my sister.
Your sister?
I had no idea she kept the recordings. I told her to destroy them. She disobeyed me.
But I don't understand. You were a Jedi.
I was.
But I thought Jedi cut all ties to their family.
They do. But my sister... Well, let's just say... we found each other.
How? I tense, waiting for another burst of lightning. But instead, Dooku's eyes drop away, focusing on the hologram of the boy in front of us. I sense conflict in him, memories long buried, bubbling to the surface. When he speaks again, there is a wistfulness in his voice, a vulnerability that I just haven't heard in him before.
I never knew my family, for the reasons you mentioned. Like most of the Order, I was brought to the temple by a seeker. A Jedi who was tasked to scour the galaxy for Force-sensitive infants. I had no recollection of my home, having been transported to Coruscant as a babe in arms, so to be told that I was to return as an initiate.
Return to Sereno? Why?
For a great celebration.
Sereno is hosting a showcase for the galaxy, an opportunity for the planets of the Outer Rim to demonstrate what they could bring to the ever-growing Republic. Merchants and traders flocked here to wander the pavilions and gawp at demonstrations. There were shipmakers and weaponsmiths, droid manufacturers and agro-farmers.
And Jedi?
The Council had debated the wisdom of sending initiates to such an event, but it had been argued that the celebration was too good an opportunity to miss. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the young Jedi in training to observe the galaxy they had pledged their life to protect. What better way could there be for young Jedi in waiting to understand the galaxy they would serve, but to see it with their own over-eager eyes?
Dooku! Dooku, can you believe this? Look at it all, there are so many people!
Too many.
You need to relax. Enjoy yourself. It's a festival.
I am enjoying myself.
Then you should tell your face.
It's safe to say that I was a difficult person to know. I struggled to make friends in the early days of my training. On arrival at the temple, initiates are sorted into clans, an arbitrary grouping in many ways, but one that is supposed to foster an atmosphere of trust and kinship. Not so for me. I had no need of camaraderie, even then. I was there to train, to be the very best I could be. While my clanmates huddled together after lessons, swapping tales of the Nameless, or whatever phantasmagoria had seized their overactive imaginations,
I could be found ensuring my tunic was sharply pressed and boots polished. I had masters to impress, after all. Only one boy saw through my bluster, an initiate as likely to cause trouble as I was expected to excel. And perhaps I needed someone to burst my bubble. Perhaps I just needed a companion. But whatever the reason, we became inseparable.
Sifo-Dyas, remember where we are. People are staring.
So, it's a celebration. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves.
No, we're supposed to be representing the Jedi. What would Master Yoda say if he saw you prancing about like a Phlebitian dancer?
But he's not going to see, is he? He's too busy being wise and inscrutable and...
My heart sunk as Sifo-Dyas wheeled around, knocking into the very Jedi Master he was mocking.
Master Yoda, I'm so sorry.
You idiot!
Look where you are going, you should, young Sifo-Dyas.
As if they'd been waiting for disaster to strike, the other masters appeared from the crowd, rushing to their Grand Master's aid. There was Teres Anube, the beak-nosed Kosian who, like Yoda himself, seemed to have been born ancient and wizened.
Master Yoda, are you all right?
And then there was Eula Braylon, a seeker who had brought many of the Order's new recruits to the temple doors.
Who did this? Show yourself.
It was me, Master Braylon. I just got so excited with all the lights and the sounds and...
And this is why dragging initiates halfway across the galaxy was a mistake.
No harm was done. An accident it was.
Sifo-Dyas really is sorry.
Learn the lesson, young Sifo-Dyas has. Do it again, he will not.
No, I promise. I'll look where I'm going.
As all of us must. Yes, everyone.
Not all the masters were as quick to forgive. Braylon fixed us with a suspicious glare, as if convinced we would blunder into trouble the moment her back was turned. Her instincts were to be applauded.
Now don't go wandering off. The lightsaber demonstration takes place in less than an hour. Do you understand? Remember why we are here.
To demonstrate the discipline and composure of the Jedi.
Oh, see? They were listening, Braylon. Well done, Dooku.
Thank you, Master Sanube.
We waited, solemnly, as the masters headed back to the stage where the demonstration would be given. It was only when they were out of sight that I punched Sifo-Dyas sharply in the arm.
Ow! What was that for? What do you think? Knocking Master Yoda over. You're lucky they didn't ship us back to Coruscant.
I thought that's what you wanted. Come on, do.
Oh, don't call me that.
Why not? It's your name.
No, it's not.
Do, 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 coo.
Shut up.
Do, do, do.
You're an idiot.
And you're home. This is Sereno, Dooku. How many initiates get to visit where they were born?
What was that, Sifo-Dyas? This is where His Eminence comes from?
Oh, nice work, Si.
Oh, if I could have willed it, I would have urged the ground to swallow me up there and then. From the day we met, Arath Tarix had been determined to make my life misery. He seemed to take offense at everything I did. The way I walked, the way I talked, and most importantly, the way I outshone his pitiful attempts to succeed in each and every one of our classes together. Jedi are trained to suppress our emotions, but even then, Arath. He was jealous of me, and for good reason.
Leave us alone, Arath. We weren't talking to you.
Is this really your home, Dooku?
No. My home is the temple, just like you.
More's the pity.
What was that?
Nothing, Arath. Nothing at all. What's the matter anyway? Don't you like it here?
Are you kidding? It's a dump. Who would have thought that for all his airs and graces, little Lord Dooku comes from a shab hole like this?
I'm warning you, Arath.
What? What are you gonna do, Dooku? Run off to Braylon like last time?
I'll show you what I'm gonna do.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Discipline and composure, remember? Discipline and composure.
Good luck with that. See you at the demonstration, Your Highness.
One day, I'm going to wipe the smirk off his stupid face.
And what good would that do?
It would put him in his place.
Which is exactly the kind of talk that adds coaxium to his engines.
Look, I know you're better than him. He knows you're better than him.
Even the Duraslugs back home know you're better than him. But there's no need to rub his face in it.
What about rubbing his face in that dewback paddock over there?
Okay, that I would like to see. But if you do, Braylon will make sure we spend the rest of the celebration holed up on the Ataraxia. Come on, Dew. When do we ever get out of the temple, let alone off Coruscant? Let's forget Arrath and explore while we have the chance, yeah?
I reluctantly agreed, allowing Sifo-Dyas to drag me further into the crowd, unaware that not far away, nobility was gracing the festivities.
People of the galaxy, welcome to Camarania. Here, you will discover all the Outer Rim has to offer. Innovation, exploration, a brave frontier awaits. Worlds of opportunity and adventure, all accessible by safe and reliable hyper routes.
Safe and reliable hyper routes. What a load of Sith spit.
Korra, please, the children.
Oh, what about them? I can't believe the Assembly talked me into this. It's an insult, that's what it is, a damned insult.
Actually, Count Gora, the celebration is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Sereno.
Anya, kindly remind your protocol droid not to lecture me unless she wants to be smelted down with the next batch of Malvern's Azercium.
D4, maybe it would be better if you buttoned your vocabulator.
But, Countess Anya, I sought only to remind His Grace that...
I can still hear it talking.
Please, D4, the last thing we need is for him to go into another rage. Perhaps you could look after the children?
The children? Countess, I'm programmed for diplomacy and etiquette.
And therefore the perfect babysitter for Ramil and Jensa.
Mother, I'm not a baby.
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, shove it up your recharge coupling.
Countess, did you hear what he said?
Yes, yes, Ramil. There's no need to be rude. You're not your father.
Yeah? What was that?
Nothing, darling. I was just talking to the children.
Can't we just look around, Mother?
Not by yourself, Jensa. You know that.
But
nothing. D4 will stay with you.
This is so humiliating.
You could always come to the Assembly and hear your father's speech.
Actually, D4 will make fine company. Won't she, Ramil?
I suppose... Come on then, Bolthead. Let's look around.
But I must protest. My duty
is to look after the children. Have fun.
Countess? Countess, really? This is too much. I have half a mind to... Oh, where are they? Where have they got to? Lady Jensa? Master Ramil? Come back here.
What do you want to see first, Ramil? I hear there are Jedi here.
Why would anyone want to see those freaks?
Don't call them that.
Father does.
Father does a lot of things. Come on.
No, no. Wait for me, you pampered. Oh, what have I done to deserve this?
At the Jedi stage, we stood watching Yoda, Zenube, and Braylon demonstrating basic lightsaber stances. Plasma humming as they moved in perfect synchronization, eyes closed and minds calm. All around, the crowd gawped. The Masters just another spectacle to experience among the noise of the revelry. But for one young observer, the demonstration would be a life-changing moment.
There they are! Wow, just look at them!
Yes, yes, very good. Shall we find your parents now?
Is that it? Aren't they supposed to be fighting or something?
No, the energy blades are purely ceremonial.
It helps them meditate.
How do you know?
I saw a documentary on the HoloNet. The swords are called lightsabers.
They look stupid.
They look dangerous. They'll have someone's arm off in a minute.
Yes, hoping. At least that'll be more interesting. Look at that one. He looks like a slime gnome.
Shush! He'll hear you.
I'm not surprised with ears like that. Oh, come on, Jen. This is so boring. Let's find the Nowroni Pavilion. Father says the Selenites are demonstrating their new security droids.
You go. I want to look around.
Yeah, like Bolthead will let us split up.
Bolthead certainly will not.
See?
What's the matter, Emil? Scared of a protocol droid?
Of course not.
Prove it.
Okay. Watch this.
What are they?
Thunderburst caps.
Mother said you weren't supposed to have them anymore. Not since the Frosttide Ball.
Oh, what's the matter, Jenza? Scared?
Oh, shut up.
Get ready to run. One.
Two.
Three!
Catch you later, Ram!
What? Where are you going? Come back! Come back here this minute!
On the other side of the stage, the disturbance caused much excitement among the initiates.
What's going on?
Just local kids setting off fireworks.
Du, are you okay?
That girl.
What girl?
She was just there, by the droid.
You find yourself a girlfriend, Your Majesty?
Shut up, Arath.
He looks pretty keen to me.
What? Du? Dooku, where have you gone?
Take a leap of faith. Zero G diving.
Fire in gallery.
Why not have a go?
Win a prize.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Dooku, wait up. Where are you going?
Sai, go back. And let you have all the fun. What's got into you?
That girl. I sensed something.
Huh. I don't believe it. Arath was right.
No, not like that. It was like I knew her somehow.
How? You were only a baby when Yoda came for you.
I know. I can't explain it. There she is.
Dude, this is crazy. You can't just run off. If the masters catch you...
You go back. I'll be all right.
No, no you won't.
Test your strength against the tractor beam. Only 3 credits. What about you, little lady? Feeling strong today, are we?
No, thank you.
Go on, have a go! You never know.
Really? It's fine, thank you.
Chuba, don't pass your
law. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to walk into you. I really am sorry. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Ramil, are you there?
What do you want?
Where are you?
Heading towards the droid pavilion. Why?
I thought I might come with you after all. Can you wait for me?
Ha! I knew you'd get scared on your own. Perhaps you should ask the Jedi for protection.
Don't be such a smogwart.
Where are you?
I don't know. There are games and... so many people!
Okay, wait there. But you'll owe me, do you hear?
Yes, I... Hey!
What is it? Jenza?
Someone stole my purse!
What? Who?
A scraggy little hoopaloo. I can see it. Excuse me! Let me through!
Jenza, no! Don't go after it! It could be dangerous! Jen!
Oh, no! Ramil? Ramil, can you hear me? Oh, no! Mother's going to kill me! Come back! Where did it go? There you are!
The Hoopaloo was crouched behind a large repulsor tent, rifling through the contents of the girl's bag.
Give that back! It's mine!
Don't snatch!
Don't snatch? You stole my purse! Where's the crystal? What did you do with it?
Don't know anything about a crystal.
Look, you can keep the credits. I don't care about them, but I need that crystal. It belonged to my grandmother.
Well, well, what have we here?
A shadow fell over Jenza. She turned to see a shark-faced Carcharodon and a large Askagian stalking towards them. The Carcharodon grinned, revealing 4 rows of tiny pointed teeth.
Jawcat! Stealing from me she was! Got me purse!
That's a lie! It's my purse!
Stealing from my friends, eh? A rich little thing like you. What do you think about that, Belek?
Kia Milek.
Yeah, she is selfish, isn't she? All those pretty trinkets, and poor Bri, not a credit to his name. Perhaps we'll have that coat of yours. How would you like that? That'll warm your feathers, won't it, Bri?
Yeah, nice and toasty.
No! You can't have it! It's mine!
My nar!
Let's see what else you've got.
Let go of me!
Let her go!
And what is this? A little rich boy to complete the set. Grab him.
Get off me! Let me go!
Perhaps we should take him with us, Jawcat. See what rings I will give us for him.
The hut. She likes more meat on the bones, that one. But I suppose we could... Oh! A little scutter bit me!
Leave my brother alone!
Get her, Bri!
Come here, you little...
Without warning, the hoopaloo was thrown through the air, crashing into the tent's heavy canvas.
What are you doing? Get back on your feet!
Something knocked me over!
Nothing touched you!
I know what I felt!
Let us go!
Do as she says!
What the...
Now it was the Carcharodon's turn to gape.
It's a Jedi!
It's a child. It hasn't even got a lightsaber.
I don't need one.
I flicked my wrist, a telescopic rod extending from the hilt I'd hidden in my palm. A rod that crackled with unfettered energy.
What's that supposed to be?
It's called an electroblade. We use it to practice against dummies, like you.
I wheeled around, my blade smacking into the brute's legs. He crashed to the floor, staring up at me in disbelief.
Do you want more?
You wouldn't dare.
How wrong he was.
Stop it!
I'll get him, Jawcat!
No, you won't.
The hoopaloo scrambled forward, only to be plucked from the ground and sent spinning the way he came. Even the Ashcagian, for all her bulk, was no challenge. A flick of the wrist took her feet out from beneath her. Gravity did the rest.
Karakna the Khan!
How am I supposed to know how he's doing it? Come here, you little scum slug!
I don't think so.
I buried my blade into his side, and sparks danced across his newly cracked teeth.
Haven't you had enough yet? And as for you, Ashcagian, what is it they say? The bigger they are, the louder they scream.
And scream she did as she was thrown across the litter-strewn floor to slam into her hoopaloo cohort. The Ashcagian took one last look at my blade and decided that no coat was worth further humiliation. She pushed herself up, all but crushing the hoopaloo in the process, and fled like the coward she was.
Velik, come back!
I'd run too if I were you.
I'll rip your head off.
Jawcat, please! Let's get out of here!
Jedi scum! Why don't you go back from where you came from?
I already have, unfortunately.
I stood there, scowling at the ruffians, so consumed with indignation that I failed to notice the girl reach out to me.
Are you okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
You didn't? Are you hurt?
No. Thanks to you.
I'm fine, thanks for asking.
I'm sorry. Here, let me help.
I can manage. Jinza, are you all right?
I'm fine. Did you see it, Ramil?
I saw.
The way you took on that... I don't know what it was. The shark thing.
A Carcharodon. You were lucky.
I don't feel very lucky.
Stop moaning. We're safe, aren't we? Thanks to...
Dooku. My name's Dooku.
Well, yes, thank you, Dooku. But we better be off.
I don't want to go.
D4 will be looking for us.
What about the security droids?
What? We can see them another time.
Go and see them now. I want to stay.
With him?
Bye, Ramil.
Jenza, you were the one who called me.
And what good were you exactly? I don't know what would have happened if Dooku hadn't come along.
I could have handled those creeps.
Looked like it.
What did you say?
I mean, that Ashcagian. She was pretty scary. You could have been smothered.
Glaring, Ramil went to grab her hand.
Come on, Jenza. We're leaving.
No, we're not.
Fine. Just don't blame me when you get eaten by a pack of ravenous Cochrane or something.
Your brother's an idiot.
You don't have to tell me.
Karkarin don't even eat humans.
Oh, they don't?
They don't like the way we taste.
You know a lot about, well, all this.
Oh, I like to study.
It's weird. You're going to think this is crazy, but I feel like I know you.
Oh, me too. I mean, I felt something similar when you were watching the demonstration.
You followed me?
No. I sensed you were in trouble.
And I was. Thank you for helping us. I'm grateful, even if my pig of a brother isn't.
And your name is Junsa?
Jenza.
Mine's Dooku.
I know, you said.
Sorry.
Don't be. But Dooku, that's a Serenian name.
I'm from here, at least originally.
Where's your family?
I don't know. I was just a baby when I was taken to Coruscant.
A baby?
It's the Jedi way. I can't remember any of this.
Oh, then you need a tour. Would you like me to show you around?
What about your droid?
She can wait. Come on!
She held out her hand, and after hesitating for just one moment, I took it. We explored the celebration together, tasting succulent Lalaran blooms from Karasi 8, and marveling at Blatterborn and Hunanetri and the Dianectric Menagerie. We even tried our luck on the game stalls, Jenza winning a stuffed Purrgil on the Zero-G shootout, with a little help from the Force. It was like walking through a dream. The place of my birth, both alien and yet eerily familiar. For all my training, I struggled to keep my emotions under check as Jenza led us away from the pavilion, heading towards an imposing domed building in the heart of Kerania. I had known little of life outside the temple, but here, as we climbed the magnificent marble steps, I felt a stirring deep within me, as if this was where I truly belonged.
What is this place?
The Great Assembly. It's our version of the Senate, I guess you'd call it.
It's incredible. What are these?
The seals of the Seven Houses. That's Borgin, that's Malvin, and that's Haka.
What about this?
Sereno.
The planet?
The house. My father's house.
Your father?
He's the Count of Sereno. He rules the council.
So the entire planet is named after your family?
I think so. I'm sorry. I really should pay more attention in lessons, but it's all so tedious, especially when Father starts harping on about our birthright.
But how did it happen?
I could launch the Hologuide.
I'm sorry. I'm just interested.
Someone has to be. According to legend, the planet was part of the Sith Empire.
The Sith?
And my great-great-great-great-something-grandfather led the charge against them.
Your grandfather did? Surely it was the Jedi.
Like a Serenian would let someone else take the credit. If you believe the stories, and my father does, passionately, Granddaddy Sereno saw them off single-handedly, and the other houses submitted to his authority.
Renaming the planet in his honor?
He formed the council, joined the Republic, and here we are. Although, Father's never been too keen on the last part.
Joining the Republic?
Sereno can look after itself, Jenza.
Well, we know you can. Not many people try to take a bite out of a Karkaridan. It's usually the other way round.
We should probably get back. We're not even supposed to be in here. Dooku?
A carving had caught my attention. An immense beast, larger than any Malasaur, crawling up towards the domed ceiling. The creature's crested head was thrown back, jaw stretched wide, roaring at the stars that were painted across the apex. Spines ridged its powerful back, wings spread wide as if ready to take flight. And then there were its eyes. Eyes, though fashioned in stone, that burned with an intensity that was all too familiar.
What is that?
The Tirataka. Just another legend. The dragon that holds the world together.
It's beautiful.
I couldn't look away, walking towards the sculpture as if in a trance. It looked so alive, so vibrant, as if any minute it could spring from the wall to crash through the columns that held the domed roof in place. I could feel the creature's heart beating in his own chest, its roar echoing at the back of my mind.
Dooku, what are you doing? Don't touch it, okay? It's supposed to be bad luck.
So beautiful.
I barely even noticed the ground shifting beneath our feet, flakes of paint falling from the ceiling high above.
What was that?
Tirataka.
Dooku, don't!
My fingers brushed the stone, and the world was torn apart.
What did you do?
I snapped from my reverie, cracks snaking across the polished marble before us.
Me? Nothing! What's happening?
Oh, it's a ground quake!
But it wasn't the scrape of tectonic plates that caused me to clasp my head in pain, but an impossible bellow slicing through my mind as easy as plasma carves through flesh.
Dooku!
So loud! I can't!
We need to get outside!
Make it stop!
Dooku, please! We need to move before the roof comes down! Dooku!
Sereno's assembly had stood for generations, surviving invasion, storms, and revolution. But now it came tumbling down. History is written in the blink of an eye. My story would have ended there if Jenza hadn't pushed me aside. Everything that has happened since, my life with the Jedi, my life now, it all hinged on that moment. All hinged on the bravery of an 11-year-old girl.
Dooku?
Jenza? Where are you?
I'm trapped. I can't move.
Me too. What happened?
You don't remember?
You were telling me about your family, and I heard a noise and... Ah!
What is it?
My leg! It's trapped! Ah! I think it's broken.
What are we going to do?
Do you have a comlink?
It got smashed back at the festival.
I should have one. Oh, God, where is it? Where is it?
Ah!
Jenza!
The rubble! It's moving!
It must be settling!
How are we going to get out?
I don't know.
Your powers!
What about them?
Can't you lift the stones the way you shoved those aliens away?
Master Yoda tells us that the only difference is our mind, but... Oh, a few thugs are one thing. An entire building is very much another.
You've got to try!
I took a deep breath, closing my eyes, trying to ignore the pain in my leg. I could do more than try. I was a Jedi. Back on Coruscant, during levitation classes, Yoda had told me I was strong in the Force. I could see the truth of his words in those ageless eyes, and yet they had me shifting blocks and baubles around the practice gallery. Good enough for Cypher Diaz and the others, but I knew I could do more. As my clanmates played with the toys, I tried to shift the statues that lined the gallery. The equipment chests, even the chair on which Yoda was perched. He told me I wasn't ready, that my time would come. And this was it. This was my chance to show everyone just what I could do. I would save the girl. I would save myself. I would demonstrate once and for all my true potential. Quieting my mind, I placed my palms against the rubble that pressed down upon me and pressed back.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me.
What are you doing?
The Force flows through me. The Force protects me.
Dooku!
You told me to try. I'm trying.
Sorry. I'm just so scared.
I know. I am too. But I'll get us out of here, I promise.
I know you will.
She believed in me. She knew. Now I had to do it.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me.
Above us, the rubble started to shift, to grind against itself.
Dooku! Dooku, it's working!
Of course it was.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me. The Force flows through me. The Force protects me.
Dust was pouring through the shifting stones, streaming into my eyes, coating my gritted teeth, but what did I care? I could feel the heat of the sun against my grazed cheek, slithers of light breaking through gaps in the debris, gaps I was creating.
There he is!
Where?
It was Cypher Dyas and Arath. They were looking for me. They would see what I had accomplished. I should have concentrated on the rubble, but couldn't resist the urge to cry out. Cypher Dyas would share in my victory, and Arath... her wrath would burn with envy.
I'm lifting them!
Dooku!
I pushed up, the stones lifting, rising into the air. My arms shook with the effort, even as my friends scrabbled towards me.
Cypher Dyas! Can you see what I'm doing?
He's delirious. Arath, look at his leg!
I'm lifting them, Cy! I'm lifting them!
Not you, buddy! Not you!
What did Cypher mean? How dare he belittle what I had achieved? I expected such petty jealousy from Arath, but never Cypher Dyas. Cypher Dyas was my friend. He understood.
And then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a familiar figure in Jedi robes standing in the ruin of the assembly, hands outstretched, eyes screwed tight. It was Yoda. Yoda was lifting the debris. He had saved us. Not me.
Pull him out.
No!
Hurry.
They were all there. Braylon, Terra Sanube, even the rest of the clan.
Careful. That injury looks serious.
I had failed. My pride... my pride had gotten the better of me. Yet, disappointed though I was, my thoughts went to my newfound friend. I twisted around, pain lancing up my back. Where was she? Where was Jenza?
Hello? Can you help me?
She was alive. I hadn't failed her.
Let the rescue droids through. That's it. Stand back.
I listened to them work, picking over the rubble, looking for other survivors. I tried to tell them that we had been alone, but my voice was hoarse, dust coating my throat.
Dooku, try to relax.
Relax? How could I relax? I felt a presence sweep across the disaster site, a fury that was all too recognizable.
Jenza! Jenza, where are you, daughter?
Father? We have her, Your Grace.
Out of my way!
Let me see!
Father!
If Braylon was insulted, she didn't show it. She was hurrying over to Yoda, whose face had darkened with the effort of keeping the debris aloft.
Eula, some assistance I require.
Of course. Terra!
I am here!
The Master's mirrored Yoda's stance, palms lifted to the open sky.
In the Force we trust.
In the Force we believe.
In the Force we are.
With the sound of a rushing gale, the rubble was blown clear.
Master Yoda, are you...
Look not to me.
Try not to move. Someone help him! He's really hurt!
I barely heard Sifo's voice. Barely felt Yoda's fingers pressing against my temples.
No pain there is. No torment.
Tears cut through the grime and gore on my cheeks. Such was the relief.
Oh, thank you.
Daughter, are you hurt?
I don't think so.
The Count swept the child into his arms.
Careful. She may be injured.
Stay back. This has nothing to do with you.
Master Braylon,
What were you doing here, Jenza? When they said you were in the hall...
I was showing Dooku the family crest.
I heard Gora's intake of breath, felt the sliver of ice that ran through his soul.
Showing who?
Jenza.
You!
The Count whirled around at my voice, his dark thoughts clear for all to see, Jedi or otherwise. Yoda stepped into his path, smiling benignly.
A long time it has been, Your Grace. Good to see you, it is.
Good to see me? My daughter was nearly killed.
The Force protected her.
The Force? You said you would never bring him back here. You said you would keep him away.
What does he mean? Keep who away?
Shh, don't talk. They're fetching a stretcher.
I knew this was a mistake. This pantomime. Having you people here.
Count Gora.
No, you don't get to talk to me. You don't even get to look at me. Get off my planet. Get off it now.
Not your son's fault, this was.
He's not my son!
Father?
And then I knew. I knew why Jenza had seemed so familiar, why I had felt so comfortable in her presence. We had never met, and yet she had called to me, blood to blood. Gora was my father.
Your Grace! Oh, Your Grace! Is Lady Jenza all right?
Call the guard. Have them escort the Jedi from the system.
Dooku!
Jenza!
Shh, young Dooku. Quiet now.
Master Yoda, is that...
Your sister, she is. But now, care for your injuries, we must.
My sister.
Sifo-Dyas, Horath, help me lift him onto the stretcher. That's it. Use the Force. Careful.
Yoda.
Not now, Master Braylin. Return to Coruscant, we must.
But Count Gora...
Count Gora, Count Gora. Full of bluster, Count Gora is. Bluster and fear. Worry about Dooku, we must. Great confusion I sense in him.
Confusion. Could he blame me? I had met my family, seen their faces, felt the kinship of a sister I never even knew existed. And now they were gone.
Dooku falls silent, lost in his memories. He's never looked so old, so human.
Now is your chance, Ventress. You can strike him down.
I ignore the voice. It's not real. Instead, I focus on the hologram, imagining a mag brace locked around the boy's leg.
Your injuries...
Dooku straightens, adjusting an already immaculate cuff. His jaw clenches beneath that neat white beard, his gaze once more like steel.
They healed. The wonders of modern medicine. Yoda visited me in the infirmary. He apologized. Said he had been wrong to take me to Sereno.
But the damage was done.
Before the festival... I never thought of my family. I knew they existed, somewhere out there in the stars. But what did they matter to me? The only family I needed was within the temple walls. But now... Now everything had changed.
Ah! Ow! Dooku, there you are. You missed supper.
I need to train.
You need to relax.
I've already missed too much.
Stop pushing yourself. Give it time.
Why?
Ugh. Careful. You nearly hit me that time.
How did you come to the temple, Sai?
The same as you. A seeker found me. Master Mayoda.
You're lucky. I asked Master Yoda about how I was found. Do you know what he told me?
No.
The Council received a message from my father telling them what I was, instructing them to take me away.
What?
Perhaps it shouldn't be a surprise, the way he looked at me in the rubble.
I know. Look, I'm sure it was just shock. He nearly lost his daughter.
He nearly lost his son. A son he didn't want. A son he hated.
You don't know that.
don't I? Do you know what he did? Yoda said Gora left me outside his castle's walls, with no clothes, no shelter, with nothing to identify me at all.